air and makes you sit up and listen. There is a huge difference between hearing and listening. If we have been blessed with good hearing, then we hear most everything. As I am writing this paragraph on a summer evening in New York City, I hear sirens from police cars, falling rain hitting my window, voices from the street, cars rolling down the avenue. I hear the screech of brakes, dogs barking, and the beeping sound emitted as a truck goes into reverse. I hear someone whistling. I hear a car door slam shut and then a motor starting. I hear the rumble of my neighbor's air conditioner. And I hear the Romeo and Juliet Symphony by Hector Berlioz on the radio. It cannot be said that I'm listening to this music. It is there and part of my environment, pleasantly so, but I'm not listening to it as one should listen to music. In part, this is because there are other sounds in the air, but the main reason is that my mind is engaged in writing, in the capturing and assembling of words into sentences and paragraphs to express the thoughts that are in my head. My mind is in a verbal and linguistic mode, not a musical one. The spoken and written languages that we use to communicate are marvelous things, and the foundation of our existence just as much as air and water, but they do have their limitations.